I'm very well. Look, it has been quite a business getting hold of you today. What's it like in Vietnam?
We're in Hanoi at the moment, and it's drizzly and a bit overcast this morning. The phone system here is a little bit odd at times.
Right.
I can tell you. We just tried to dial out when I got the email through from you saying he couldn't get us. I tried to dial you, and I couldn't get a line out as well. So,
well, I've been relating some of your blog posts while we've been waiting, and I'm sure it's not the same as hearing it from the horse's mouth. So what have you done so far, Steve?
Look, it's a fantastic country. It really is. It's a complete and utter culture shock. We arrived in Saigon about 10 days ago, I think it is now, and that is just an extraordinary city. It is busy beyond belief. Motor scooters, wall-to-wall thick, hot, steamy. It's a real eye-opener. It's not a high-rise city as such. There's a few high-rise, but not as, you know, Melbourne or Sydney, perhaps, but low, sprawling, busy, busy town. And I managed to get out a few times and walk around and find things. Shopping malls as such, but there's not a lot of them. A lot of the shopping is in small stores that sort of spill out onto the street. There's food vendors everywhere. We're in the good part of town in Saigon as well. We're in the diplomatic quarter around some of the embassies there. So some streets were in quite good nick. Other streets that were going down were just dilapidated. It's quite a run-down city, but it is vibrant. It is quite exciting.
I think the big question, though, Steve, is how are the kids going?
Look, the kids are going really well. They didn't get out much in Saigon. There's a bit of culture shock, and just learning how to cross the road here is just an art in itself.
I actually just related that part of your blog, which just was fascinating, because I liked the bit where you said just walking out onto the road, you felt like Moses parting the Red Sea.
They go around you, and you have to have the confidence to do it. You have to move slowly and steadily. The traffic does not stop on a pedestrian crossing. It continues around you. Everyone's only moving at about 30 to 40 kilometres an hour because the traffic's so thick. But, that confidence that comes is... It takes a bit of time, a little bit of courage. We try and find one-way streets to cross at. It's easier that way because you've only got traffic, for the most part, coming in one direction, although one-way streets don't seem to matter necessarily here to motor scooters.
It's an interesting traffic situation to find yourself in.
Oh, look, yeah. And from there we went on to Hoi An, and Hoi An is just a fantastic place, an old port town. It's very much the centre now of tailor-made clothing, where you can go very narrow streets. Again, the motor scooters are there, but nothing like the traffic of a major city like Saigon. So we had a few days there. We had a time at a resort and into town sort of most days, and had a wander around and a good look there. And now we're in Hanoi. Now, Hanoi is a different city. It's a much more modern city. It's in much better condition. We were out yesterday walking around town, and it has some of the old, French flavour to it in places, but also a very modern city. There's a lot of ASEAN posters up. I wasn't aware that ASEAN was coming here, but I've seen a few convoys going through town, so I'm not exactly sure of the timing. I haven't looked it up. What I can tell you, though, is that we keep running into other travellers who are stuck because of the volcano. And we've just heard from the travel agent in Ballarat that our flight has now been rescheduled. We were meant to fly it this afternoon to London. That flight has now been rescheduled until apparently the 12th of May.
Right, so you're stuck in Vietnam for, a good, almost a month.
3 to 4 weeks. Yeah, 3 to 4 weeks. Well, look, we're going to try and find an alternative destination rather than stay here for that length of time. But it's very fluid, and from here on in, we are truly making it up as we go along, because our accommodation runs out at about 2 o'clock today as well, so that's going to be interesting.
Look, you did want an adventure. You kept saying, I want an adventure, and now you've got it.
Yeah, now we've got it. So, yeah, look, mcmartin.id.au. I'll leave you to give out the blog address if anyone wants to have a look at photos and read some of the bits and pieces we've put up.
And Dash is suggesting you go to Japan. If you want culture shock, more culture shock, there's another suggestion for you.
Yeah, I don't think I want more culture shock at the moment.